Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie Kendall. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
What's wrong?
I don't like lying to my parents.
You're forcing your beliefs on hundreds, if not thousands, of viewers.
I'm not going to tell you how to make ice cream, and you don't tell me how to make TV shows.
Oh, no!
What?
It's Connie.
You got the list with you, honey?
Uh-huh. Right here. What is this stuff? A robo-vector, a jitterbug air sander, and 13 plastic wobble wedges?
Oh, young one. Stay with your wise father, and I will soon unlock the manifold mysteries of the hardware store.
Oh, wise father.
That's me.
What have I done to deserve such wisdom? I am so very fortunate.
Hey, you got that right, kiddo. Honey, do you have any idea how many people go through life not knowing what a wobble wedge can do for them?
Oh, tragic.
Oh, very. Yeah, here we are.
No.
What?
Is that... I can't believe it!
Yes, it really is a hardware store operator.
No, Dad, I think that's Erica, right there by the donut shop.
Erica?
Erica Colburn, from our old neighborhood. Don't you remember?
Well, no.
I've got to find out what she's doing here. Do you mind, Dad?
Go ahead, sweetie.
Thanks.
Just keep in mind that I'm running late.
Erica! Hey! Erica? Erica! Aubrey?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
We just moved in this week.
What?
Yeah, my dad started working for some new company in Odyssey. He's like a vice president or something like that.
So, well, where do you live now?
Chatwick Hill.
Whoa, Chatwick Hill?
Yeah, I was gonna call you, but we've been real busy with the move and everything.
Hey, Aubrey, we need to get going.
Oh, yeah. Dad, you remember Erica Colburn? Erica, this is my dad.
Nice to see you again, Erica.
Thanks. Aubrey, you want to come over and see our new house?
Oh, that'd be cool. Dad?
I guess. Sure. Well, you know, I could drop you off on the way back home.
Oh, is that your truck?
Yeah.
My mother can give us a ride.
Is there something wrong with my truck?
Well, we live in a gated community, and they get kind of picky about, well, you know.
Ah, yeah, I know.
So my mother can take us.
Is that okay with you, Dad?
Well, Aubrey, you do realize this may be your last chance to discover how a wobble wedge can change your life.
I know, I know.
Think about it. I'm kidding. It's okay, Aubrey.
Great.
Yeah, you need to be home by 6.
Okay. And, thanks, Dad. See you later. I love my new car.
You're welcome, honey.
What if everything you thought you knew about the epic battle between Dr. Regis Blackard and John Avery Whittaker was just the tip of the iceberg? What if there's much more to the story than anyone ever realized? And what if Blackard and Whittaker knew it all along?
The Blackard Chronicles, Book 5, Knight's Scheme, is now available at witsend.org/store. That's witsend.org/store.
Your house. It's incredible.
Yeah, wait till you see this.
This is your room?
Uh-huh. Mom said I could decorate it any way I want. You like it?
It has a lot of impact. What's with all the spiders?
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
I've got spider earrings, a spider bracelet, and I've even got a spider tattoo on my ankle, see?
To be honest, spiders kind of creep me out.
I used to feel the same way, but now I think they're cool.
Not me. Wow, look at all these CDs.
I've got more in the closet.
Well, so who are you listening to lately?
Have you heard that new group called Death Wish?
No, but I hear they're good.
They're awesome. Here's their CD.
Cool.
Aubrey?
Uh-huh?
I'm really glad to know you're...
You're glad I'm what?
Normal.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, everybody in our old neighborhood kept talking about what happened to the shepherds, how they got religion and weirded out and went off to live in the woods.
They really say that?
Yep.
Well, look, just because my parents believe something doesn't mean I believe it, okay?
Okay, okay. I believe you. What's there to do around this town anyway? All I've seen so far is the donut shop. You are ready to have some fun, aren't you? That outfit is so cute.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You gotta get it.
But I don't think I... Well, it's actually not my color.
What do you mean it's not your color? It'll go perfect with that jacket at the fashion center. You are gonna get the jacket, aren't you?
Maybe later.
Okay, what's going on?
What do you mean?
I mean, you haven't bought a thing since we've been out. Did you forget your money?
No, I just... Well, I'm getting half the allowance I used to.
Oh, Aubrey. Tell you what, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it?
Right. Go ahead and get that outfit. We'll get the jacket, too. My treat.
Thanks, Erica, but I can't let you do that.
I've got to. It's too cute. Just call this my... Welcome to the neighborhood gift.
Wait, you're the one who's new in the neighborhood.
All right, call it my welcome me to the neighborhood gift.
Whatever.
You know what? I'm ready to do something different with my hair.
Like what?
Like something wild. Let's go. So, this is Wits End.
Yep.
It's not a good sign when they put help wanted on the door. You might have to wait a while to eat.
It'll be all right. Come on.
Hey, Aubrey. Everybody's staring at me. They must really like my hair.
Well, it is patriotic.
And when are you going to do something like this to your hair?
Oh, in about 100 years.
You are too funny.
So let me show you around the place.
Maybe later. I'm starved.
All right. You just order with Connie at the soda counter.
Okay. Excuse me. I'd like the super duper raspberry.
I'll be with you in just a minute, okay? Okay, let's see. Alex wanted nuts on a sundae, right? No. He hates nuts. Sarah wanted
nuts. I told you about that help wanted sign.
No, that's not right.
Connie?
Rodney's allergic to... I think I'm going nuts.
Connie, is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Aubrey. It's just that Wit's gone to Connellsville, Nick's gone to school, and Eugene's gone who knows where, and I've gone insane, that's all. What did you want?
This is my friend Erica.
Oh, nice to meet you, Erica.
Thanks. I think I'll try that super-duper raspberry ripple double-dip surprise with chocolate sprinkles.
Okay, Aubrey?
I'd like a kitty orange, please.
Coming right up.
Is that all you're getting? A kitty orange?
Well, I just spent all my money on the movie and popcorn.
We've got to do something about your money problems.
I'll figure something out.
Oh!
You know what?
What?
I think I just figured something out.
A job?
Well, now, why do you need a job, honey?
Well, I've been thinking about college lately, and it's not that far off. So, I'd like to start putting money away. You know, kind of like a college fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's thinking ahead. She wants a job.
I know.
What do you think, Ellen?
Well, I'm still mulling it over.
Well, I'd be working with Connie. You've been wanting me to hang around her more, right, Mom?
That's true. You think you can keep up with your homework?
Of course.
Well, I think it'd be great. I mean, it's a good opportunity to teach responsibility and managing your money. And hey, I'm your dad. I'll get free Sundays, right?
Oh, honey.
I'll see what I can do.
Hey, Aubrey. Cute hat.
Thanks, Erica.
So what is all over you? And the counter, and the walls, and the floor.
Banana nut milkshake surprise. Emphasis on the surprise.
I don't understand.
The milkshake machine kind of exploded. Forgot to lock down the lid.
Oh.
Can you help me clean up?
Sure. Whoa, what happened to the napkins? They're burnt.
Yeah, I set them a little too close to the stove. They kind of caught on fire. Try the paper towels.
Yuck, they're soggy.
Oh, I guess they must have gotten wet when the sprinkler system went off.
You did all this today?
Yep, and I've only been here an hour.
So where's Connie?
Oh, she's getting cleaned up, you know, from the milkshake problem.
Well, hey, you're here.
You talked your parents into it after all.
Yeah.
You told them the part about the college fund?
I did.
So, what's wrong? You should be thanking me. I thought it was a nice touch.
I know, but I didn't feel right about it.
What do you mean?
I don't like lying to my parents.
Aubrey, you didn't lie. You'll put some money away for college, right?
Yeah, some.
Okay, you didn't lie. So what about homeschool? What'd they say?
Whoa, one thing at a time, Erica. I don't want to overwhelm them. They're middle-aged, you know.
When are you going to ask them?
I guess I could try tonight, when I get off work.
Good. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, everything okay downstairs now, Connie?
Yeah, everything's fine, Whit. Hey, now we know the sprinklers work.
Yeah. I think you've got some milkshake in your hair.
Huh? Oh. What do you know? Guess I could have washed it out when the sprinklers went off.
Now, you're sure Aubrey's okay by herself?
Yeah, it's only for a few minutes. I think I was making her nervous. You know how it can be on your first day. But she's going to work out, really.
No, I believe you.
Besides, I think this is a good chance for Aubrey and me to get to know each other. Hmm. Her dad told me Aubrey's going through a lot of soul-searching lately, so maybe I can help her, you know? Maybe tell her about God.
Well, I think the best thing you can do for Aubrey right now is to just be a good friend. And if she starts asking questions about God, you'll have the trust to give her the answers.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I've got an appointment over at Novacom. I should be back in about an hour.
You're meeting with that new manager, aren't you?
Yeah, why?
I don't know why you even talk to those people.
Well, maybe, just maybe, I can find a friend. I was invited. That could be a good sign. On the other hand, I want to learn as much as I can about who we're dealing with.
Just be careful, Whit.
I will be.
Mr. Colburn, Mr. Whitaker is here for his appointment.
Send him in. John Whitaker. I'm Kevin Colburn. Welcome to Novacom. It's good to finally meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've been looking forward to this.
Great, great. Have a seat.
Yeah. Your last name is Colburn? Are you Erica's dad by any chance?
Yes, I am. How do you know Erica?
Oh, she's a friend of one of my employees, Aubrey Shepherd.
Aubrey Shepherd.
You haven't met her?
Well, it's kind of hard to keep up with kids nowadays, if you know what I mean.
Well, no, not really.
Well, look, John, you're a very busy man, so I'd like to get right down to business. Okay with you?
Fine.
You and your little ice cream shop seem to have some pretty strong influence in this community, and you also seem to have a problem with some of our programming. Now, I respect your opinion. In fact, I welcome any ideas you have. But when it comes down to it, you and I have very different ideas on what makes good television.
Well, it depends on what you mean by good television.
Yes, and that's really a matter of opinion, isn't it? Now, I believe one way, and you believe another. But I'm not going to force my beliefs on you, and you shouldn't force your beliefs on me.
But you're forcing your beliefs on hundreds, if not thousands, of viewers. And many of those viewers are impressionable kids.
Look, I hate to be rude here, but I don't have time to talk philosophy. Here's my bottom line. I'm not going to tell you how to make ice cream, and you don't tell me how to make TV shows. And I think we'll both get along just fine. And in fact, I'll tell you what. As a gesture of goodwill, I'd like to offer you 10 commercial spots for your ice cream shop. Free.
Thank you, but I'm not interested.
Hey? Fine, but if you change your mind, you just let me know, okay?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Colburn, thanks for giving me the bottom line. It's been enlightening.
At least I think we understand each other now, don't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think we understand each other very well.
Like Aubrey said, honey, Odyssey is a great school. And it's also going to help her deal head-on with some of those important issues before she goes off to college.
Ben, I'm just not sure.
And we have talked about putting her back in public school.
But, honey, I'm not sure now is the right time to leave home school. And even if we said yes, the school year's already started.
Well, we could talk with the principal about
it. But, honey, she'll be behind in all of her classes.
With your homeschooling, she's probably ahead of her classes.
Oh,
Besides, Erica could help her.
All right.
Didn't they used to study together?
Now that you brought that girl up, I am not so sure I like Aubrey hanging around her.
Actually, I think Aubrey would be a good influence on her. But even without Erica's help, Aubrey can do well enough on her own.
Well, she'll need to keep her grades up.
Of course.
And she's got to keep up with her chores around here.
We'll make that clear, too.
All right. All right. I guess it's okay by me, if you're sure it's a good idea.
I am.
Okay.
Come on, let's go tell her.
All right.
In Album 69, Best Kept Secrets, it's time for some long-awaited revelations.
Jules, darling.
This is your mom?
I'm taking you home, dear.
Jules moved?
Yes. It's time to reveal the truth about Maury Rydell once and for all.
I can't believe this.
Let's get the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Listen to Album 69, Best Kept Secrets, now on the Club, CD, and download. Find out more at AdventuresInOdyssey.com.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a two-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your two-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kids' new favorite place.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at AdventuresInOdyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
And that's it for today. Tune in next time for more Candid Conversations with Connie. You can come in now. I'm off the air.
Hi.
Hi, Aubrey.
I'm going to check the ice cream supply and the inventory list. Anything else?
Nope, just the usual.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. How was it?
How was...
Your first day of school.
Oh, great.
Well, sit down. I want to hear more. Nick's working the counter, isn't he?
Yep.
So, you like it okay?
I do. It's a good school.
I thought so, too, when I went there. By the way, was that Erica I saw earlier today?
Uh-huh. Why?
Just wondering. How did you guys meet?
Well, we lived in the same neighborhood before I moved here.
And your parents have met her?
Yeah. What's this all about? Why all the questions about Erica?
I don't know. I know I shouldn't go by first impressions, but, well, maybe it's her attitude, her hair. Just something about her made me wonder, that's all.
Well, she's a great friend. Take my word for it. Wow. Nice picture of you and Mitch.
Thanks. It's my favorite.
Pretty view.
Yeah.
Well, where is it?
Oh, it's this bluff right above Trickle Lake that looks out over Odyssey. It's really beautiful. Mitch took me up there. It was a total surprise. He fixed me this picnic and everything.
Sounds like a really cool guy.
Yeah, he was.
I never had somebody that close to me die. I don't know how you handle it.
Sometimes I don't know how I handle it either. The thing is, Mitch and I were going through this tough time in our relationship, and I had just made up my mind that I was going to trust him. We were supposed to go on a date and talk it over. But that was the weekend he died, so I never got to tell him. It's like a movie where the film breaks in the middle of the scene. I guess I'll never know how it would have turned out.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I guess. I pray about it a lot, trying to make sense of it all.
I think I'd be mad at God for letting something like that happen.
Sometimes I am mad at God. But then I also believe what happened is all part of something bigger than I can understand right now. And somehow, deep inside, I trust him.
Well, if that works for you, I better make sure Nick is all right.
Okay, Aubrey.
This is disgusting. Stir-fried vegetables and very yucky sauce.
I think that's teriyaki.
Whatever. I am so bored. I wish Craig's party was today. You are going to that, aren't you?
I'm still thinking about it.
What's there to think about?
Well, for one thing, it's during school.
It's during a pep rally. You don't really want to go to a pep rally, do you? Just come. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm thinking about it.
I'm worried about you, Aubrey. You've been at school 2 weeks, and you're already locked into your little routine. Where's your sense of adventure?
Right here. A green chili cheeseburger.
That's pathetic. You know what? Osborne's is having this great sale today, and I've been dying to get some new shoes, but I can't make up my mind which ones I like. Can you help me decide?
What?
Why don't you come with me?
Okay, when?
Like, now.
Wait a minute, I can't skip school.
Sure you can, and then we can hang out at the mall, catch a movie or something.
I can't do that.
Osborne's has those earrings you wanted on sale, too.
Erica!
It's no problem, nobody's gonna know.
What do you mean nobody's gonna know?
Look, I've got a real good friend in the principal's office. He kind of covers for me with those excuse slips. I've skipped about 3 days already, here and there. Never been caught.
Really? Erica, you see a drinking fountain around here anywhere?
Oh, there's one by the park bench. I told you should have gotten that smoothie back at the...
Oh, no!
What?
It's Connie.
So?
I can't let her see me. We've got to hide somewhere.
Hey, Aubrey!
Oh, great. Hey, Connie!
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Oh, Aubrey, I'm glad I ran into you. Could you come into work around 3:30 today? We've got some kind of county inspector coming in, and I'm going to need your help.
Sure.
Great, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Hey, is school out today or something?
Yes. No.
We got out early today.
Oh?
Yeah, it's called Teacher in Service or something like that.
Erica, you guys aren't skipping school, are you?
Who, us?
Connie, please don't tell my parents about this. They'll take me out of school. Please don't say anything.
I'll see you at 3:30. We'll talk about it then. I'm so disappointed.
I know. And I'm really sorry.
So what am I supposed to do here? What would you do if you were me? You know, I should tell your parents.
No, don't. Connie, you've got to help me. It's the first time I've ever done anything like this. All I'm asking for is a second chance, okay? What about you? Didn't you ever need a second chance?
Well,
I've learned my lesson. I am never going to cut school again. Ever.
Aubrey. Okay, but don't ever let this happen again. You got it?
Got it. Thanks, Connie.
Okay, that's one Wad Fam Chalk Sod and one Raspberry Ripple.
There you go.
Psst. What?
It's me.
Excuse me.
Erica, what are you doing in the kitchen?
Did you get in trouble with Connie?
Almost, but... everything's all right now.
Is she going to tell your parents?
I talked her out of it.
How'd you do that?
I just told her I'd never skip school again.
What? Are you crazy? You didn't mean it, did you?
Well, I didn't actually promise.
Good. See there? You're finally learning how to look out for yourself.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Stay tuned for scenes from part two of this adventure. You know, it sounds like Aubrey is letting her friend push her into making some bad decisions. That's why it's so important to choose your friends carefully. Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to me, you know what to do. Just send your card or letter to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Under the Influence. And be sure to visit us on our website at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Under the Influence was written and directed by John Beebe. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us for our next show.
You're firing me? I can't believe this.
It's for the best, Aubrey.
Look closely, Ben. It's a skull. Yeah, they're talking about it right now. I knew I shouldn't have gotten those earrings.
What's the big deal?
You told me you wouldn't do that again.
I never promised.
You never promised? What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Dad. You're the one who's making up all these awful rules.
And you're the one making up all these awful choices.
This is your moment, Aubrey. It's time to take control of your life. Are you going to take it or not?
Be sure to listen for more Adventures in Odyssey.